श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराण की। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरंगा। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Today we are reading from 7th canto, chapter 6, Prahlad instructs his demoniac schoolmates, text 9. Ko gruheshu puman saktam atmanam ajitendriyah स्नेहपाशैर्दृढैर्बद्धम् उत्सहेत विमोचितुम्। को गृहेषूपमानसक्तम् आत्मानम् अजितेन्द्रियः स्नेहपाशैर्दृढैर्बद्धम् उत्सहेत विमोचितुम्। को गृहेषु पुमान् सक्ताम् आत्मानम् अजितेन्द्रियः स्नेहपाशैर्दृढैर्बद्धम् उत्सहेत विमोचितुम्। स्नेहपाशे दृढैर्बद्धम् माताजी। वट वट ट्रांसलेशन कह वॉट गृहेषु टू हाउस होल्ड लाइफ पुमान मैन सक्तम वेरी मच अटैच्ड आत्मानम हिज ओन सेल्फ द सोल अजित इंद्रियः हु हैज नॉट कॉन्कर्ड द सेंसेस स्नेह पाशै बाय द रोप्स ऑफ अफेक्शन दृढ़ै वेरी स्ट्रांग बद्धम बाउंड हैंड एंड फूट उत्सहेत इज एबल विमोचितुम to liberate from material bondage. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki translation. What person too attached to household life due to being unable to control his senses can liberate himself? An attached householder is bound very strongly by ropes of affection for his family, wife, children and other relatives. Purport. Prahlad Maharaj's first proposal was Kaumar Acharet Pragyo, Dharman Bhagavataniha. One who is sufficiently intelligent should use the human form of body from the very beginning of life. In other words, from the tender age of childhood to practice the activities of devotional service, giving up all other engagements. Dharman Bhagavatan means the religious principles of reviving our relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For this purpose, Krishna personally advises, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Raja. Give up all other duties and surrender unto me. While in the material world we manufacture so many duties in the name of so many isms, but our actual duty is to free ourselves from the cycle of birth, death, old age and disease. For this purpose, one must first be liberated from material bondage and specially from household life. Household life is actually a kind of license for a materially attached person by which to enjoy sense gratification under regulative principles. Otherwise, there is no need of entering household life. Before entering household life, one should be trained as a brahmachari. Living under the care of Guru, whose place is known as Gurukula, Brahmachari Gurukule Vasandanto Guror Hitam. From a very beginning, a brahmachari is trained to sacrifice everything for the benefit of Guru. A brahmachari is advised to go begging arm door to door, addressing all women as mother, and whatever he collects, goes to the benefit of the Guru. In this way, he learns how to control his senses and sacrifice everything for the Guru. When he is fully trained, if he likes, he is allowed to marry. Thus, he is not an ordinary grihastha who has learned only how to satisfy his senses. A trained grihastha can gradually give up household life and go to the forest to become increasingly enlightened in spiritual life, and at last take sannyas. Prahlad Maharaj explained to his father that to be freed from all material anxieties, one should go to the forest. Hitvatma patam graham andha koopam. One should give up his household, which is place for going further and further down in the darkest region of material existence. The first advice, therefore, is that one must give up household life. Graham andha koopam. However, if one prefers to remain in the dark well of household life because of uncontrolled senses, he becomes increasingly entangled by ropes of affection for his wife, children, servant, house, money and so on. Such a person cannot attain liberation from material bondage. Therefore, children should be taught from the very beginning of life to be a first-class brahmacharis. Then it will be possible for them to give up household life in the future. To return home back to Godhead, one must be completely free from material attachment. Therefore, bhakti yoga means vairagya vidya, the art that can help one develop a distaste for material enjoyment. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janayati Ashu Vairagyam Jnanam Chayad Haitukam. By rendering devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from the world. If one engages in devotional service from the beginning of life, he easily attains Vairagya Vidya or Asakti, detachment, and becomes Jitendriya, the controller of his senses. One who perfectly engages in devotional service is therefore called Goswami or Swami, master of the senses. Unless one is a master of the senses, he should not accept the renounced order of life, sannyas. A strong inclination for sense enjoyment is the cause of material body. Without full knowledge, one cannot be unattached to material enjoyment. But as long as one is not in that position, one is not fit to return home back to Godhead. जय श्री श्री राधा रास बिहारी जी की श्री श्री सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान की श्री श्री गोविंदाय की श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम ज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकम् वंदेहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादां सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमा ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे നിർവിശേഷ ശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യ ദേശതാരിണേ നമോ മഹാവദന്യായ കൃഷ്ണ പ്രേമ പ്രദായതേ കൃഷ്ണായ കൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ നാമ്നേ ഘോരത്വിഷേ നമഃ. ഹേ കൃഷ്ണ കരുണാ സിന്ധോ ദീനബന്ധോ ജഗത്പതേ ഗോപികാകാന്ത രാധാകാന്ത നമോസ്തുതേ. തപ്തകാഞ്ചന ഗൗരാംഗീ രാധേ വൃന്ദാവനേശ്വരി വൃഷഭാനുസുതേ ദേവി പ്രണമാമി ഹരിപ്രിയേ. വാഞ്ഛാകൽപതരുഭ്യശ്ച കൃപാസിന്ധുഭ്യ ഏവ ച പതിതാനാം പാവനേഭ്യോ വൈഷ്ണവേഭ്യോ നമോ നമഃ. ജയ ശ്രീ കൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭു നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീ അദ്വൈത ഗദാധര ശിവാസദി ഗൗരഭക്തവൃന്ദ. ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ, ഹരേ രാമ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ. ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ. ഐ ലൈക് ടു ബെഗ് ബ്ലെസ്സിംഗ്സ് ആൻഡ് പെർമിഷൻ ഫോർ speaking and discussing about Srimad Bhagavatam. Specifically, this whole section is very greatly instructive, and I have no qualification to sit here and talk about it. When Prahlad Maharaj, in the peak of his instructions, he is giving these verses. Very powerful. So in this verse specifically, Prahlad Maharaj is instructing his schoolmates, because this time Prahlad Maharaj is almost around 5 years old, and as his other schoolmates are. So two major points what we'll try to discuss now is the importance of brahmachari training in beginning of everyone's life, and second, brahmachari life and book distribution. So what is the connection? So here, as he says, that kaumara acharyat pragyo dharman bhagavatani hai, that from the beginning of life one has to be trained in the development of Krishna consciousness. Because if one is not trained, as he said here, if someone is ajitendriyaha, he remains attached to his own senses to enjoy, then he will be a miserable brahmachari and miserable grihastha, whatever he becomes. But when he becomes controlled in his habits and he becomes attached to Guru and Krishna, then as Prabhupada's purport goes, whether he becomes brahmachari, whether he becomes grihastha, both places he will serve Krishna, which is the goal of one's life. That's why, although very strongly brahmachari, this is almost like brahmachari class only. It's like, so straightforward he is telling. But then Prabhupada writes in the purport on aspect of training as a brahmachari by everyone. So that has to be the understood properly. That's why this training, how it helps? That helps because leading one's life in this world, we require some qualities. Without that qualities, we'll eventually find breakage of relationships. There is no proper responsibility taken by a person. So, to keep the relationships nicely in this world and take on responsibilities for doing something good to oneself and others, we require some very solid values in our life. And then brahmachari life, brahmachari training basically gives that values in the beginning of our life, and they are nourished, and then they are becomes the foundation for brahmachari life and grihastha life, both. As here he says, brahmachari guru kule vasandanto guru orhitam, acharandasavan nicho, guru sudrida saurudam. So, that is trained that how brahmachari has to be always live for the sake of his spiritual master. And he says, brahmachari guru kule vasan, that he should stay. But then, he should not just stay as a lodging and boarding, but then, one of the most important part of brahmachari is guror hitam. So, for the hit of a guru, he stays there, and that's what makes it brahmachari ashram. Otherwise, just making a building doesn't make brahmachari ashram. Brahmachari ashram means guror hitam. That for the sake of guru, he is staying there. And as Prabhupada says in purport, previously brahmacharis used to, do everything practically. As menial servant, what we'll do. We find in Krishna book also that although Krishna is coming from such a royal background, but then he also has to go along with Sudama to purchase this, take some wood from the forest. So there was no discrimination that, okay, he is a prince, so he should get some white collar job or some good, some computer job only. No, he is also sent to the forest. Okay, you take the wood. So, why that? Because such a king, when he becomes, because in the beginning life he has learnt how to be obedient to Guru, how to respect Guru, how to deal with each other. So he is always on the ground. He never becomes puffed up when he gets big position. Neither he tries to exploit people. So because of that, then it becomes very easy for that person to deal when he take on different responsibilities. So I was hearing in one of the lecture that in this world there are only two possibilities. One is the Purusha and another is Prakriti. Purusha means the enjoyer, the controller, the proprietor. And Prakriti means enjoyed and his cooperator, he is the subordinate. So in this world also we see that all the relationships generally will be like that only. Master and subordinate. Whether it is guru-disciple, whether it is husband-wife, whether it is any, you take like that. So whenever there is a superior and his subordinate, you will find that kind of relationships. And currently now in this world we find that lot of problems faced by the whole society in terms of keeping the relationships. We find day by day it's like marriages have becoming so difficult. So people are going for another shortcut of not having marriage only now. So why all these things happen? Because people are not taught only that what the relationship and what are the values. So if we go back and see the very sublime and absolute relationship between Prakriti and Purusha. Actually speaking, only Krishna is a Purusha. Others, everyone is Prakriti. So in spiritual world, Krishna is the center of everything. And then Prakriti, everyone. Gopis, Gopas, the Yamuna, the river, the grass. Everyone is Prakriti because they are subordinate to Krishna. And things are going. But then, very interestingly, we'll find in Vrindavan specifically that although Krishna is technically Purusha, but practically he never acts like a Purusha in Vrindavan. We find that always he likes to be subordinate to his devotees. You'll never find Krishna ordering Yashoda Mata, Krishna ordering Gopas, Krishna ordering Gopis. No. Rather we find Ulta. We find Gopis chastising Krishna, Yashoda Mata binding Krishna, Gopas climbing on his shoulder. And so like we find that Krishna is always in terms of molding his own life, molding his own disposition according to the will of his subordinate, basically. So, that shows that a Purusha becomes really Purusha by allowing himself to have a relationship, by molding his own life according to the demands and desire of Prakriti. So, in this world what happens is, although we are Prakriti, we take on role of a Purusha. It's like any head thinks that, okay, I am a Purusha and others are supposed to serve me. Husband thinks like that. Company owner thinks like that. The state authorities think like that. Then what happens is, person who demands, person that is actually a sign of Prakriti. Because they are always like that. So if the head starts, you know, behaving that role, then he also becomes like a Prakriti. So it's like a competition between one Prakriti and another Prakriti. So when two Prakritis come together, one is not willing to bend down. And we can see how Krishna is so mercifully allows his devotees. Then the whole spiritual world becomes like a wonderful, it's just a festival every day. So, in this world, if a person is not taught like that, to mold his life for others, then he will be miserable, whether it's Brahmacharya Ashram, Grihastha Ashram. So, that training is given in Brahmachari Ashram. Brahmacharya Ashram talks about Jitendriyaha. First is control his senses. Because when we control our senses, we become independent for our enjoyment. We are not dependent. Person who is dependent on others, like others for enjoyment, he is a Prakriti. He is not a Purusha. It's like Prakriti is dependent on, he is a secondary enjoyer. Purusha is an independent Swarat. He becomes Swarat because he is unattached. Whether 1,000 gopis are serving him, or whether 1 lakh gopis are serving him, or whether Raslila is going on, in between also he can just take off. So that is his detachment. And because of that, he becomes actually a Purusha. So, when that kind of detachment is not introduced, and practiced in the beginning of life, then he becomes always, his enjoyment is in terms of others' exploitation. Then he lands up in great trouble. So that's why Brahmachari life gives this opportunity to become like Atmaram. Whether others, you know, he's taught to read Bhagavatam, he's taught to chant Hare Krishna, he's taught to sleep on, you know, mat, and he doesn't require much, you know, things to for his enjoyment. Very simple life. Simple life, high thing, you know, he says, what is that? Simple living, high thinking. So because of that simple living, he becomes very kind of Atmaram person. Doesn't depend on someone else. So that helps him in kind of managing people because he is not dependent. And second thing is this, you know, idea of becoming a molding oneself. So although Krishna is Swarat, Swarat doesn't mean that he can do anything. Swarat means he can mold his life the way he wants. And he does that perfectly. So, Brahmachari life gives this training of making oneself self-sufficient in his own life. So that self-sufficiency makes his further life very peaceful. He is not taught to depend on others. So, that's why Prabhupada, you know, 2-3 places Prabhupada is talking that how it is so important in the beginning of life only that we go through this training to control one's senses and to lead a very simple life, which becomes a basis for his future life. Second, 2 days back only we had gone to one big temple to take permission for book distribution. So the authorities there, when they saw our permission letter and things like that, they said, we cannot give permission. I said, why? He said, this is a commercial activity. You are selling. So I tried to tell him that what kind of amount we are going to gain by selling. Actually, our Bhagavad Gita, if you go outside and just compare the prices of other books, they are double and triple. The kind of binding we have, the kind of pictures inserted we have, the kind of quality we have, that kind of Bhagavad Gita, outside it will be, still we, you go to any engineering college or the kind of books they have, 400, 500 rupees. So, I was trying to tell him that, you know, we are not here for making money or something. We have given our life. But then he said, no, because you are charging something, that is commercial activity. So, I was just thinking, previously all the brahmacharis, they were not just going out and distributing books, they were told, go house to house and beg. At least here we are giving book and then asking, oh no, can you give me some donation? Previously only pure begging, without giving anything, apparently. So if these people were there, they will feel that, you know, ISKCON is making beggars only. They are just going around and begging. But why that begging? Because, as here Prabhupada says, principle is not collecting money. Principle is that we become surrendered to our Guru, we become humble, we become very simple. So, when that happens, that is the success of that whole training. Because then we can become a very nice devotee in our life. So if that has to happen, then acharyas, they devise means and ways by which one can be trained like that. So previously they used to go for begging. Now Prabhupada said that cannot be. I cannot send my disciples to America and knock on the door and tell Bhiksham Dehi. So they will shoot only. Prabhupada, 2 days back only, in the morning lecture he was telling. He said in America, transpassers they can be killed also. That license is there. That if someone comes in your home without asking, you can shoot him down. So he said that becomes so difficult for preaching. So, at least now that much is not there in India. So that also may come in future. So when we are distributing books, that is very nice brahmachari activity by which we can lead very simple, hardworking, gives a sense of I am doing something for Prabhupada and Guru, which is very important as developing that qualities. which is required for a brahmachari. So, yeah. And Prabhupada says here, Jai Shri Radha Ras Bihari Ji ki, Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Shri Gonitai ki, Shri Prabhupada ki. This is Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janayati Ashu Vairagyam Jnanam Chayad Ahitukam. By rendering devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge detachment from the world. So, Bhakti means Vairagya Vidya and has to create detachment which becomes basis for all relationships. So when it is like Jivera Swarup Hoy Nitya Krishna Das. So either we practice that or we are forced by Maya to practice it. It's like that. So in Brahmachari life we are trained to voluntarily practice that Nitya Das platform, that we are ready for anything. So if not, then Maya takes over to make us perfect das. So either we, you know, nicely, honorably take das, or it will be forced. So that's how this training in the beginning of life becomes a very solid investment in our own life, and it becomes a great asset to any person who takes that training. That's why it is said, one sannyasi in our movement was telling, he said, at least for 1 year this training should be there. He said, if not 1 year, at least 1 month that training should be there. He said, not 1 month, at least 1 day it should be, that training should be there. So the point is this only, that without that training it becomes difficult to practice. So we saw these two things. One is we need a very great eternal principle is that any person, whether it's a brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas, he requires some qualities for leading his life. So relationships, responsibilities. And some of the qualities are being detached, being simple, moldable, being self-satisfied. So these qualities cannot come if one is not gone through brahmachari training. Becomes difficult then. And brahmachari training has certain aspects. Prabhupada talks here about begging. So that begging is related to our book distribution, which we are doing now. Going door to door of car, knocking it, or we are going door to door in different housing colonies or places wherever we can. So this becomes a great asset to our own life in the future, and by that we are able to serve Srila Prabhupada and this great mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that we become an instrument in spreading Krishna consciousness along with getting trained. So what greater benediction we can have than that? So we'll stop here. Any comments? Questions? Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.